Connie, you and I talked around Hogfest back in June about some of the initiatives of Pathways for Change and how they were kind of changing. And so the first thing I want to do is kind of have you introduce what Pathways for Change is up to, and then I'd like to talk a little bit about the Homeless Task Force.
Great. Good morning. Good morning. So the Pathways for Change, Brent, as you and I spoke, we've actually moved out of our 17 years of daily programming. We had our men's residential treatment at the County Work Release Center, our family center, which was education, vocational training, counseling, outpatient, mental health, and addiction treatment, and our Clinton Cox residence for female veterans. And so a mix of COVID and all kinds of interesting things happened over the past couple of years, and it's brought us to this amazing God thing, which is co-leading with Opening Doors, the Homeless Reduction Task Force in Northwest Florida. So very excited about that. And that was a faith walk. People were saying to me, are you freaking out? Like, this is happening now. And it's like, no, this is very powerful. This is good. I know there's something ahead for us. And I believe as a leader in our community, I'm doing more as CEO of Pathways for Change than I've ever done in my life. We are 7 different subcommittees, 180 people looking at solutions for reducing homelessness in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
And clearly, we happen to be an area that is impacted by homelessness, not just local, but we have a transient homelessness that can come from as far away as Chicago because we're directly south on a bus route. And so that is a big impact in our community. And I know, particularly as we have watched ultimately this tent city sort of spring up under I-110, it is something that I think a lot of people are increasingly aware of, because I think partly before that happened, I think a lot of people, you had organizations that were taking care of a large and vast majority of the homelessness in our community. And then it started to kind of coalesce there because things like Waterfront Rescue Mission is a good example that they had to postpone their grant, their reopening after, a COVID outbreak. So COVID has certainly impacted us in ways we never would have expected. So let's talk about what the task force that is being put together and what that will do.
So again, 17 years of experience working with addiction, mental health. 38% of our men in our program were homeless. So I understand the root issues. And I also understand the vast ways of looking at homelessness and enabling. And, some people say just get a job. And other people are like, let me bring you and your family home to my house. And so the task force, especially for the I-110 overpass, you've got to look at the suffering, the human suffering that's happening there, both under I-110 in the tents and also that neighborhood. There was a woman who bought 3 homes. She was going to live in one and VRBO the other 2. You think she's not having trouble? So we've got to take all of this into perspective. We started with notice 12 tents, 20 tents. Now it's 72 tents and over 120 people. So we have a strategic plan for that. We're just gazilling, not tripling up, but 100 times bringing more services, getting people placed. There are folks who want to get back to Chicago, and we have bus tickets for them. We learned from Dr. Marbit, he was the homeless czar for the last 2 presidents, and he says you've got to be in a place where you know people, where you know the services to really be successful. So we're looking at it in a lot of different ways.
So what has taken, was it really COVID that kind of made it become apparent that this task force was needed? Because later on, we're going to have Grover Robinson, we're going to have the mayor on and talk about, I know there's some funds set aside to, I don't want to say combat homelessness, because that sounds more aggressive than it probably needs to be, but that can be applied to help, can be applied to mitigate the tent city.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. So it's not just tent city. He says, all right, task force, you're all up, you know, you've got seven subcommittees looking at homelessness for housing, healthcare, mental health, addiction, legal services, workforce development. We have a faith-based organization subcommittee, healthcare again. So he's saying, you're finding what the solutions are. What do we do with this money? So he's not giving it to us, but Amy Lavoie, our city finance director, helped us figure out the guidelines. What can we do with this to make the greatest impact? I'm hoping we can use that $3 million as a challenge grant. Who out is going to be able to match that money? And let's get some affordable housing. Let's get services. We don't have enough detox beds. We don't have enough treatment. So I'm very proud of Grover to be that aggressive to say, I'm setting $3 million aside. Let's get to work.
Connie Bookman is with Pathways for Change. Pathways for Change is creating a whole new initiative, and it is something that if you want to be involved with, what does somebody do if they want to be involved with Pathways for Change with what you're doing now?
850-202-0028. That's the Pathways for Change office number, and I'm happy to talk about that. We're keeping our subcommittees to like 30 people so that we can actually get some work done. So if you want to be involved, please give me a call. I'll walk you through, you know, all the different initiatives that, you know, we're focused on.
Give me the number one more time,
850-202-0028.
And, of course, you can obviously Google it as well. Connie Bookman, once again, I always appreciate you. Thank you for the leadership in our community that you provide, and I'm always honored to have you on and talk about it, and I'm proud to support your initiative.
Thank you so much, Brent.